Patrick and Joanne Burke spent 34 years restoring one of Fernie's most historic homes, and filling it with laughter and memories. The Burkes bought the house at 802 Fourth Avenue in 1991. The quaint two-story home, with sleek green and red trim and a wraparound veranda, dates back to 1908, and initially served as a residence for women nurses. The couple turned the home into a bed and breakfast, known as the old nurse's residence, which they ran up until Joanne passed away earlier this year and Patrick put the home up for sale. It was 35 years of laughter that we had. People would come in and by the time they left, we were like friends, Patrick reminisced. Originally from Ontario, the Burkes moved to BC in the 80s after being priced out of the expensive Toronto housing market. Joanne immediately fell in love with the charming turn-of-the-century home, and she saw its potential as a bed and breakfast. She used her background in interior design to restore the home, and added her own unique touch to the space while also preserving its history. The couple furnished the house with antiques, restored the century-old stained glass windows and transformed the attic into a cozy fifth bedroom with a stunning mountain view. Eventually, they added a veranda modeled off of homes from the same time period. The house's motto, "Step Back into the Past," aptly characterized the house. The home was filled with some remarkable antiques, including an 1867 horseshoe headboard, a 19th-century wooden sailor's trunk with exquisite dovetailing, and a 200-year-old church pew that made the journey from England to a Baptist church in southern Ontario, before becoming part of the Burkes collection. Patrick recently held a community sale for the house's antiques, which raised over $5,000. People stopped by the house to peruse through stacks of paintings, fine china and books, and find a treasured keepsake for their own homes. Guests always felt at home with Patrick and Joanne's warm hospitality. The relaxing space was furnished with Joanne's homemade quilts. Her freshly baked blueberry muffins were known to tempt more than one guest down the stairs in the morning, as their comforting aroma filled the house. They had a few memorable guests stay at the home, including Queen Elizabeth II's private secretary and editor of the Financial Times in London, England, Ian Rogers. They hosted engineers who worked for the Sultan of Brunei, who regaled the Burkes with fascinating tales about the ruler's life at the pinnacle of high society. The Sultan had a large car collection that he was very possessive of. Whenever he grew bored of his flashy Rolls Royces, he would order his staff to toss them into the ocean. The Sultan of Brunei never gives anything away or sells it. It has to be disposed of so no one else touches it, Patrick recalled. The Sultan's parties drew thousands of guests, who came to collect American money that he handed out like candy. Sometimes people would visit the party, leave, and circle back just to collect more cash. A Disney film crew filmed Santa Paws 2 at the Bed and Breakfast in 2011. The 30-person group stayed at the house for a month and redecorated the insides to suit the festive Christmas theme. The house was built in 1908 by P.V. Whalen, right across the alley from the original hospital. Until 1988, it served as a residence for single women nurses, who lived under the care of a matron. Miners paid $1 per month to the hospital to cover the community's medical expenses. When you worked for the mine, they took a little bit off your paycheck for you and your family to go to the hospital, the same as we have in our social system. And if you had something happen, you had to go to the hospital, it was covered, explained Patrick. Many locals reminisced to Patrick about the memorable parties hosted at the nurse's residence. They had amazing parties here. They were just legendary, said Patrick. If these walls could talk. He remembers when some nurses who had lived at the house came back for a visit. They told stories of sneaking past the matron's bedroom at night after curfew to visit their beaux. They had mastered the art of creeping down the steep staircase without making the boards creak and wanted to see if the floor was just as noisy as they remembered. Patrick is ready to start a new chapter of his life at his new residence in Cranbrook, but he'll always cherish the memories he made in his Fernie home. He recently sold the house to Fernie residents Kurt and Storm Sari, who will carry on the building's legacy and continue to run it as a bed and breakfast business. It was as good of a life as I could have expected to have, said Patrick.